It's KBIA. We have conversations from time to time with folks from the MU Department of Human Development and Family Science. They're at hdfs.missouri.edu. And we have Stephen Krause with us today. He is an assistant professor in human development and family science. He is also a 4-H state specialist in volunteerism and youth-adult partnerships. And Stephen, first of all, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Darren. Nice to be here.
That title is a mouthful, but specialist in volunteerism is an interesting perspective because we talk with a lot of people who are involved in one way or another in volunteering in our community.
Right.
Tell me what a specialist in volunteering does. You don't just go out and volunteer for everything you can find.
No, that would be a lot of time.
Yes.
So at the Missouri 4-H State Office, we have what are called state specialists. And so 4-H is a statewide program, an extension program, and we have regional specialists which work in different regions throughout the state. In 4-H, we have 8 regions. At the state level, though, state specialists, we sort of oversee policy direction and research and development at a state level. So we don't work in any one specific county or region. We sort of have a broad purview across the state. And so we work with our regional specialists, we work with our staff in the counties to develop sort of the macro level initiatives. And so that might be training, that might be research, and that kind of thing.
We think, especially, so I'm not from the country, I'm from the suburbs, man.
Okay.
And so when we think of 4-H, it has a tendency to be thought of very agriculture related and also kind of a small town thing there. But tell me a little bit about the connection between 4-H and the university, because Extension and 4-H are quite closely connected, right?
That's right. Well, 4-H is part of Extension. It is one of the biggest Extension programs. And so 4-H is actually technically run out of the University of Missouri, because it's the flagship youth development program sponsored by USDA. And so in each state, it's the state flagship university through which 4-H is run out of.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, 4-H is a University of Missouri program. And sort of, I think, ironically, perhaps, or in some ways, it's kind of funny that a lot of people don't realize that 4-H is actually a University of Missouri program, even people in 4-H. And so we tried to emphasize that so that people feel a connection to the university.
And I think there's a lot that happens that's connected with Extension that people don't realize kind of out of the University of Missouri to every county in the state.
That's right.
And I was talking with Dr. Hurdle, your colleague, just a couple of days ago about this. And it really is a way in which what happens at Mizzou doesn't necessarily stay at Mizzou, but
That's
does
right.
go out to every single county in the state of Missouri.
Right. And I'm sure Dr. Hurdle elaborated on that, how Extension works in the system. Yeah, it is. That's really what the mission of the flagship university is to provide that education across the state, not just in Columbia.
We also mentioned, as we're here with Stephen Krause from the Human Development and Family Sciences here at Mizzou, you talked about youth-adult partnerships. Mm. And this is something that is a big part of what 4-H
does, which is get
younger people connected with older people that aren't necessarily a classroom teacher.
Exactly. So we have almost 6,000 volunteers in 4-H in Missouri alone.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. And they volunteer in a variety of different ways. So some are club leaders at the community level. Some are project leaders. They'll lead a specific project within 4-H. It could be woodworking. It could be sewing, whatever it is. But usually based on their interests and their experiences. They could be chaperones at national events. So there's many different ways that people volunteer in 4-H. And in all those different volunteer settings, adults and youth work together. And they work together in a collaborative manner. And that's what we call youth-adult partnerships. So we try to develop young people to be leaders in that way, to play significant roles in the decision-making of those programs and projects, especially as they get older in 4-H, because 4-H stems from, they can start at 5 years old and goes all the way up to 18 years old. So once they hit those teen years, we want them to really take on leadership roles. And so the idea is that the adults step back and let the young people lead in a lot of those settings. And so how they work together is what youth-adult partnership is all about. And it really starts from the adults being able to step back and provide just enough support that these young leaders can really take the reins and lead.
Tell me about how, rather than just out in the field, pardon the pun, and right. in the different counties working with the 4-H clubs, what are you doing in the classroom itself here at Mizzou in this same area?
Great. Thanks for the question. So in my teaching capacity in HDFS, I teach two courses currently. I teach one course each semester in the fall and the spring. I teach a course, ironically, in youth-adult relationships. that's one of my courses,
yes.
And that's a graduate level, a master's level course, and that's taught through the IDEA online program. So we get students not just in from Missouri, we get students from other flagship universities in the region who are part of the IDEA online education network. So I have students from Michigan, from Nebraska, from all over. And so that's an online, fully online, asynchronous course, youth adult relationships. And I also teach a course on program design and evaluation. So that's on basically how we develop youth-related, youth development mm-hmm. programs, how we evaluate them, and so forth. So that's my classroom teaching.
As you're teaching young people about these subjects, tell me about the practical applications and what they are then going out and doing with what they're learning in your classroom.
Oh, that's the great part. Most of our students in the youth development master's program are practitioners. So they come back to sharpen their skills and to help them in their careers, especially many of them are, and they come from a variety of different backgrounds. Some are nonprofit leaders, some work in juvenile justice, some are teachers. It really runs the gamut across the youth serving spectrum. And so they really find the courses very practical and very useful.
I think about all of those nonprofits out there, people who are coaching youth sports
exactly.
or working
youth,
in
we have a lot of other, coaches.
Yep. other places like that. And you're given the opportunity to give all of the people that are involved with that
right.
more training and more learning.
Yeah.
And that just expands out to all the kids in their orbit. And that's marvelous stuff.
It's interesting because we have actually quite a few varsity athletes that come and take our course. And these are, so we've had several of Mizzou varsity athletes. And what's interesting is that they've been in athletics their whole lives. But when they learn it from a more theoretical, a deeper perspective, it just opens up their eyes to all the things that they've experienced. And now they want to go and pass it on to the next generation.
All of us have a coach or a choir yeah, director or
exactly.
somebody like that made a difference in our lives, and you're helping these young people go on and pass it forward.
That's the idea.
Fantastic. If you want to find out more about what they have going on in his particular area or in everything else that HDFS is doing, you can go to hdfs.missouri.edu. Stephen Krause has been our guest from Human Development and Family Science here at Mizzou. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Darren.